Initialize sequence now.
Join the countdown. For actors, modeling, singers, songwriters, musicians, dancers, performers, and voiceovers. From across the nation to across the world. Here with Dawn Reiss on Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio 106.1 FM.
Hey, this is Vern Troyer, and you're listening to Dawn Reiss's Hollywood Connections.
Hey, what up, you guys? It's your girl, Vivica Fox. You are watching Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio with Dawn. Little foxy thing. Enjoy.
Hi, you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reiss, and I'm Kathleen Gatti from General Hospital, Dr. Liesl Obrecht.
Hello, I'm Butch Patrick, and you're listening to Dawn Reiss's TAM Talk Radio, Hollywood Connections.
John Schneider, you're listening to Dawn Reiss on Hollywood Connections.
Listening to Hollywood Connections, I'm Kirstie Alley.
You are listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn. And this is Kelly Preston, I'm so excited.
Welcome to Hollywood. What's your dream?
Everybody comes here. This is Hollywood, land of dreams. Some dreams come true, some don't. But keep on dreaming. This is Hollywood. Always time to dream, so keep on dreaming.
Hi, welcome to Hollywood Connections. I'm Dawn Reiss, your host, and this is to get you connected in show business. And I am so excited to have the opportunity to talk about my beauty queen reporters from all around the United States. They'll be calling in. I have so many. And we connect you in show business to get you the right connection. And we have a special VIP guest at 5:20. You do not want to miss. Her husband was very famous. He was, oh my gosh, I can't even tell you, or should I give you a hint? Well, it sounds like Muhammad Ali, his actually one of his second wife, and it's Mama Ali, which is actually she was Muhammad Ali's second wife with four children. And we're going to talk about the movie Ali that she had no part of and the truth behind everything and so much more. Stay tuned, Hollywood Connections. If you're wondering why my voice is so funny, I'll tell you, my husband and I have fans in our house. It's very windy. I know. I don't know how many. Tommy, do you have fans in your house? You do?
Oh, yeah, every room.
Every room. So we have one by each side of the bed. We have one in the ceiling fan. We have one at the bottom of the bed. So every time we go to sleep at night, we feel like we're taking off on a DC-3. So anyways, yeah. And I bought a new one the other day, too. So anyway, stay tuned. Hollywood Connections. Let's start with, you know, with what's going on in the world. I just want to say this song is for you out there. Let's get some positive vibes. Everything's going to be all right. And we'll be right back.
Even though I walk through the valley of death,
Anyways, a little bit of drive time to your home and be safe. So we're going to talk about some of the beauty queens that I have and some of the testimonies that I've had. And Tommy's ready to play some clips here. And today is just me in the studio. And we have a couple of our beauty queens from all over the United States. So stay tuned. And so what I do is I train you to be a reporter or a beauty queen reporter that you can represent your city, state, or country. And we have so many success stories. A lot of my reporters have gone on to do other things, and they have their own shows, and some other ones have gone on to be top wrestlers. Oh my gosh, stay tuned because they're going to be calling in as well. And Tommy, you ready with those clips? We'll be right back. Hollywood Connections, 106.1 FM, The Heat.
Aloha from the lovely state of Hawaii. I'm Ili Aspi Caputo, your Miss American Royalty, USA, Lifetime Royalty Queen, with Hollywood Connections, The Dawn Reese Show. So far, I've been a media correspondent for a whole year. Here are some of the highlights that I did throughout my journey. And the ones that were most special to me was going to America's Got Talent and interviewing people there. And also the International Christian Music and Film Festival. Enjoy!
So we are also, before Tommy gets to the next one, let me play this one. So that little girl actually went to the Houston Film Festival, and I put her on the red carpet, and somebody said, "Who are you?" And she ended up getting in someone's film. That's what happens. I direct you to the right areas. And I came up with this idea a long time ago when I was in broadcasting. I went to college for almost, oh my God, 6.5 years. I've won top awards in broadcasting. I've taught from, oh my gosh, from Phoenix, Arizona to Miami to Denver. And now I'm doing workshops with reporters through FaceTime. And you can also train with me, and I will have an extensive background in the broadcasting world. And like I said, people call themselves experts in certain things, and I would say I am an expert because I've trained for this for so many years, and I've been on the air, Tommy, you know, for over 35 years in West Palm Beach all the way here. Tantalk, I've been here 10 years now. Well, thank you so much. I don't feel, hey, I'm doing that dance party 3 on the Wii every night. And I tell you, I'm sweating and, you know, it works out. So, you know, hey, this is going to be the quarantine diet for me. I'll be ready for my swimwear. A competition coming up. Anyways, it's really good. So let's go to the swimwear competition, right? I gotcha. But I'll be all set. I'm ready to go. And so let's play that next clip. We have a couple other ones. Yes, for sure.
Hi, I'm Wyatt, and I'm 9 years old. And if you're 9 years old or older or younger, you should come here because I had a lot of fun.
What did you meet?
I met the voice of Gumball, and I also met the voice of Gohan and a person from Street Fighter and another thing I don't know. And I also got 2 things. Bye.
Okay, so that's one of our younger reporters. And then there's one more. He went over to, I think that was the Comic-Con. And he was so excited because he got to meet all his voiceovers. And that's what I do. I kind of wrap the shows around you. And then once a month, guess what? My beauty queen reporters have a chance to have their own half-hour special with me. And they're from California to Hollywood, Florida. So let's, I think Wyatt did another clip too. We'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Wyatt from Hollywood Connections. And I'm about to go to one of the greatest shows ever called Medieval Times. It's a dinner and a show.
Hi, I'm Wyatt from Hollywood Connections, and I just went to Medieval Times, and there were horses and knights. It was one of the greatest shows ever. I was the Green Knight. Or we voted for the Green Knight.
Smile, Tiana,
and he won.
Please smile, team. Princess,
So, of course, if you're a reporter with me, you get media, which media gets you into so many opportunities. And so that's been one of my fortes. And, you know, my passion is to teach. And, you know, when you say what God's calling is on your life, and this is what I do, you know, it's just not to be a reporter. I came up with the idea of a beauty queen reporter when I was kind of stuck in Denver at a time. And I came up with this idea and I said, you know what, I'm going to have something. I used to run pageants myself, live events from nationals, you know, for girls to go to nationals. And the reason I came up with this, and it was so great for the opportunity for these kids and women. I have up to 80 years old. I have a lifetime, a diva, which is Yvonne Madison. And, you know, watching these kids train or, you know, to try out to be a reporter and a beauty queen reporter, you actually send in a video why you want to be a beauty queen reporter. And I have them all over and they're still coming in. And so the opportunity is you can represent your city, state, or country. Now, here's an example before my caller calls in one of my other VIP guests. And so one of the girls, my Miss Jamaica one time, I put her crown and sash on and her mom was with me and we were on a red carpet event in South Florida. Long story short, the mom, I took the crown and sash off and the mom's like, why are you doing that? And I said, watch what happens. And I put it back on a half hour later. Guess what? She became the instant celebrity. People were wondering what her platform was, what she was doing there. And so I don't run any live events anymore. This is audition only. But you also train with me. I'm also your publicist, your PR. I get you in so many events and so many opportunities of a lifetime. And also, I'm very blessed to be this year's Miss World Tourism title holder myself for the state of Florida. And that was that's what Tommy gets me motivated. You know, I've got on my patio, I just ordered the Roku. And for I can get everything on and watch in there. And then I also have my Tony Little glider. I've got my treadmill because our workout room is closed. And then I've got the Body by Jake sit up, the Wii, the bike, the roller skates. I'll tell you, I got a whole 24-hour fitness going on in my house all the time. And my stationary bike in the other room when I'm watching, you know, Netflix. So it's all good. Anyways, so we've got two callers waiting to call in the meantime. Let's play those two clips of one of my other reporters. We're going to play Deidre's and we're going to play, we've got Marilyn Legato, the two interviewing Mama Ali. We got a few minutes, which I want these to be played. All right, we'll be right back. Enjoy. This is Muhammad Ali's second wife and she'll be calling in shortly, so I'm so excited. All right, I got to text her, and I'll be right back.
I'm Mariana Lynn Tagato, and I'm reporting live from Hollywood Connections. Today I'm going to be interviewing people from the Agape Awards. Please introduce your names.
My name is Mark.
My name is Khalila Camacho Ali. I'm the former wife of Muhammad Ali, and this is Mark Hassaway, and he is my starring role star in our new movie, Sinbad the Peacemaker.
Can you tell me about your movie?
The movie is about a superhero that helps all the young boys and girls and grown-ups to have humanity in their hearts. And he's the superhero of humanity.
And what are your social media websites?
My social media website is MamaAli.com. And you'll hear all about the movie on that site.
You can look me up on Facebook or Instagram, just Mark Hulsewey.
And that's
Hulsewe.
Yeah, Mark Hulsewey. And thank you for being a great reporter.
You're welcome. Now back to you, Don Reese from Hollywood Connections in Clearwater Beach, Florida, H2O Network.
So that little gal, I tell you, has been with me for a while, and she's our lifetime reporter, and she has won a state national pageants, and I'm waiting for her mom to call in as well, and so proud of her. Let's go to the next interview while I get in touch with her mom. And the other one is Deidre, and Deidre's one of our top reporters in South Florida. She's working till about 5:50. She'll call in for a few minutes. She's got a half-hour show with me once a month called Chatting with Deidre, and it's very spiritual and enlightening, and you'll love Deidre. We'll be right back.
The heat, and I'm here with the beautiful Dr. Khalila Camacho Ali. How are you doing today?
How are you, Deidre? I'm happy to be here. I want to thank you for inviting me on your show. You know, I want to give a shout out to my girlfriend, Don Reese, greatest girl in the world. Thank you, Don. She's been a wonderful and exciting, vibrant reporter and journalist, talk show host. She's just amazing. I thank her for hooking me up with you. and your so-called mom. See, they don't know her mother's there and she's holding the cameras, and her name is Jackie. You would not believe that's her daughter. They think look like sisters. So thank you, Jackie. Thank you.
Thanks, Mom. But yeah, thank you for meeting me today. It has been so nice so far getting to know you. And so we just want to talk a little bit just to catch up on what you're doing. And I know that you're doing a movie right now.
Yes, I'm working on, it's one of my first feature films. And I want it to be perfect as it can be, because I have a lot of values I want to show the world and children and young people. That you can be a superhero, and that the qualities that they have inside them can shine and operate as an individual with a good person, with empathy and kindness and consideration and love. And this movie does that. It brings that out in Sinbad. And Sinbad is going to be called Sinbad the Peacemaker, and it's Sinbad, Sinbad, and he was a pirate, and it's going to be my version of the story, which is going to tell a lot about heroism and confidence and you know, humanity. And all these qualities that we have within ourselves, and we must literally show these young people, the youth, so they can be better adults.
That's awesome. Like, where did you get the inspiration for that idea?
Basically, my inspiration comes from my parents and my grandparents, and some of my friends who are leaders, freedom fighters and role models that I came up with. And by doing so, it inspired me so much. If something would happen to me, I would like for them to know what I know. And so what I did, I created a coloring book that teaches old-fashioned values and manners. And it's going to be the first of its kind. It's a 10-volume series. This is volume one. And volume one shows all the age levels. And it's going to be a collector's item for the world. And one day I saw my daughter walking home from school with some other girls and one of the guys. And I go, what's wrong with that picture? All right? So I told them to come this way. So the girls thought I was going to get them on because the boy's with them. That's what they assumed I was going to say. But it had nothing to do with that. The fact of it is, he was walking on the wrong side of the girls. He's supposed to be walking on the outside of the sidewalk to protect the girls from the outside elements from the street. So I told the young man this, and I said, from now on, when you walk the girls home to protect them, you should be on the outside of the sidewalk, the curbside. And he says, thank you. He says, my mom did not tell me that. And so he went back and told his mom, and she says, I didn't tell you that. I thought I did. She had forgotten. She said it just slipped her mind. But his mother was a very well-trained person. She just something that, like a lot of us, it slips our minds. So nobody's perfect in the world, so we might tend to forget certain things. So I figure once I've returned to my creator, at least I can have something leave here on the earth as a legacy to the younger children of today. And I think it's so important.
Yeah, and of course, especially with the movie, that goes on forever. We're going to always have that.
You just turn on the movie. Yeah, it's very enlightening. We have some great casts with that movie. We have Mark Hathaway, who's 6'9". He plays Sinbad, a great individual and a great person in real life. And he's a good guy, and he has an ally that's named Kyle Kirsch. He plays Saxon, who is a very well-dressed individual, but he's a little deceiving. He goes and deceive the kings, different kings that Sinbad is is bad, he's not really good, and try to discourage him from listening to Sinbad.
Anyway, so that's Deidre, one of our other top Hollywood reporters that had a chance. And I have a special guest on the phone. I know she's taking time out of her day-to-day with everything that's going on. Mama Ali, are you on the phone with me live on 106.1 FM The Heat?
Yes, ma'am. I'm here. Thank you, Dawn.
Oh, thank you. I know you've been doing some things today, and just to take your time out to sit with me, and I've been playing some of the interviews. I want to play a little song. I was watching some things today on so many videos on you today, even more so. And, I saw one of your clips when you were younger, and you reminded me of Jasmine, from the Aladdin. And you look so...
Oh, wow.
No, so gorgeous. I was like, Mama Ali, you got it going. You still do. And I said, wow, I'm so impressed, and just to let everyone know, you were Muhammad Ali, his wife. You have four children from him.
Mm-hmm.
And what I was interested is I was watching another clip today real quick and some other things of his famous sayings and how you really backed him. And, you were with him when he had no money, which was an amazing interview. I watched him all day today, really, on some things. And then I watched another video of his mother saying when he was born and a baby, when he was little, that he actually knocked her tooth out because his fist was so strong.
Yeah, and then she started calling him Gigi.
I heard that meant golden glove.
Yeah, golden glove, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, she called him Gigi. Yep.
Wow. What would you say, who is Muhammad's, like, besides you, like his best friend, like his very best friend? Do you remember that, who would that be?
Well, him and my father was pretty tight, and we had some few people in Chicago that was pretty tight with him. As far as friends are concerned, he used to have his guitar go around with him all the time, Howard Bingham. He's considered close. Yeah.
Right. Well, yeah. I like the video clip that I was watching of you on someone else's show, and you were talking about how he would come to your house and just sleep overnight. And you were so funny because you'd say, "Doesn't he have a place to live? Why is he on my couch?" And
right. That was
when you're first dating.
Okay. It was that time when he was trying to talk to me when I had went out on my prom that night. And he came to the house, and that was the time he ended up spending the night because he didn't want to leave until he, knew he was going to marry me or not. So that was one of the times that he really stayed overnight. Mm-hmm.
Well, do you have a second? Because I want to play some of the quotes real quick. I know Tommy's back there. And this is so funny, and I was watching so much today. And then I was watching another one on Who's Your Line? And he was on that show. That was a good show back in the days in the 60s.
Yeah, that was a long time ago.
Oh,
yeah,
my gosh. And who
was
the person that came up with his saying, float like a butterfly, sting like a bee? That was one of his other boxer friends.
Well, yeah. No, that was a trainer called Bernini Brown. He was a dark-skinned guy that was like his corner man. And he's a very comical person. And Ali loved the way he talked. He used to have these catchy phrases, and he just kept them with him, like a king would keep a court jester. And he ended up being the corner man for him. So, because he was a comical guy, and he'd always, how kings would have somebody in the around royalty that would be a court jester,
right?
To make him laugh, and give him a little bit of cheer, then that's how he chose Bundini and Harold Hazard.
Wow.
That was, he would use them as a court, like a court jester.
Oh, how funny.
He would use a court jester, yeah.
Wow, I got some deep things to
amazing.
Talk to you about.
It was amazing.
Wow, what you're working on. Let's play that clip. Mama Ali, stay on the phone. We'll be... Yeah, that one, he's got just a couple little quotes from him. And what was his favorite quote to you?
Well, the other quote that he always says, he says, "How do you know so much? You've never been anywhere." He'd always say that. "How do you know so much? You've never been anywhere." And I said, "Well, I'm just smart." I read a lot, and I would tell him stuff, and he would be amazed. He said, "How do you know so much? You've never been anywhere, you know." And he said, "Everybody say you're smart." And I was a good book reader too. So,
well, you traveled. You traveled all over, and you really pushed him. I was watching another one, and
yes, I did. Yeah. Matter of fact, I've got my book sitting right in front of me, which I'm editing right now in these days of quarantine.
Right.
So it's like a quarantine writing session. So because I'm always busy going here and going there, and I never really get the time to just stop and just do it. So, you know, this it's been a blessing to have these quarantine days.
Yeah, you know,
that's actually getting me out to do what I need to do.
I know what you're saying. You know, and we're not going to play the clip of that one movie because that somebody else is in it. But that was a question. We had some quotes, which Mom, we'll be right back. This is for you, and you'll get a kick out of this.
Okay.
Welcome to the fight of the week. Cassius Clay, 1960 Olympic boxing champion from Louisville, has made a great start as a professional. He's won all seven of his fights, five of them by knockout. Now his sights are on bigger game.
I'm young, I'm handsome, I'm fast, I'm pretty, and can't possibly be beat.
Well, he told me to bet my life that you wouldn't go three rounds.
Well, if you want to lose your money, then bet on Sunday.
That might be all, ladies and gentlemen. Get up there. Get up in the ring. Come here, come here. I'm the greatest thing that ever lived. I don't have a mark on my face.
Yeah.
And I upset Sonny Liston, and I just turned 22 years old. I must be the greatest. I'm pretty. I'm a mad man. I shook up the world. I shook up the world. I shook up the world. You must listen to me.
I am the greatest.
And we're back. I am the greatest, and I've got the greatest woman in the world on with me, and a dear friend.
Yeah,
because
that really gave me a big flashback. Thank you very much. I haven't heard that in a long time.
Wow.
These are things that he said when he gets totally excited, right off the top of his head, because he had to prove himself to the world that he was the greatest. And when he actually did knock the guy out, he was so excited and so happy. I think is the fact that he would say things like, if you at the weigh-in, he would say, if you win the fight, I'll get on my knees, kiss your feet, and tell you're the greatest, and take the first plane out of the country.
Oh,
so
wow.
He when he won, he realized he didn't have to go do all that. So again, he's so excited, he says, I must be great. I shook up the world. Well, he shook himself up because he was just as surprised as we were.
Wow.
So,
well, you know,
it's a good satisfying moment when you predict something and it comes true, and it's just a good reward and revelations for you. It caused a lot of excitement. He was really excited during those times, very excited.
Well, what impresses me so much that, you know, there was a movie. I called you right away, and I said, did you have anything to do with the movie Ollie? And you said, no, I didn't. I said, whoa, because there were two other documentaries made, but you are making your own book that has never been told before. And hopefully,
well, you know what? You want to realize something?
Mm-hmm.
I realized that every book, anyone has wrote on Ali, my story is not there.
Wow.
And so this is going to be my book right now. I'm naming it Moments in Time.
Nice.
Untold story, the real woman behind Muhammad Ali. Once you read this book, you'll know where all of that, everything came from. You'll know what provoked him to do what he did. The words that came out of his mouth was my words. as a kid.
You know, just from one of the other interviews I saw with you, that you look like Jasmine from the Aladdin, to tell you the truth. Seriously, I'm like, you are so...
That's a compliment.
It is, because it was like, I'm so in awe of watching you today on so many videos. I'm going to post a lot of them up because they're going to just go, wow. And I'll tell you, you are tough. You are a tough cookie. I mean, you're gorgeous and talented still. And you just said what you meant. And, you know... And,
yes, I said what I meant, yeah.
Exactly. So, you know... Well, what is really cool to know that, you know, I want to go back and first thank Paul Murray, because my dear producer that put me on PAX TV introduced me to you, and you drove all the way from West Palm to here with your limo driver to the station with me. And that meant so much to me. And, you know, I didn't really, it was kind of like a last minute, but I really had the time today, Mama Ali, to go over your life and all the things that you went through and your children. And it's amazing. And I got to tell everybody in the world, this is so adorable. One day I had called Mama Ali in Fort Lauderdale and I couldn't make a film festival. And I said, Mama Ali, I said, I laugh because I belly laugh. And I said, would you please take over this film festival with Paul? And you said, no problem. So I called the film festival director and I said, listen, I'm sending a VIP to do some interviews for me. And I giggle every time I think about it. And he calls me up. He's like, oh my gosh, you've got Mama Ali interviewing for you. I'm like, well, she's really good. She's been on so many TV shows.
And I did a wonderful job.
You
at
did.
It. So I really was excited with all the producers, directors. And they were so happy to talk to me and sit with me. We had a group picture. You know, it was just one. I didn't get a chance to see any of the films because I was out interviewing all of them as they come out.
Oh, I know.
But it was really exciting.
And you became the instant celebrity, not just, you know, hosting for me down there. You were like signing autographs and giving pictures away, and that's so special. That's and you also have a children's book you're working on.
Well, the children's book is done and complete right now. The children's book is called Color to Learn. My life, it says Color to Learn with Mama Ali. I actually use the name Mama Ali on the book. And it's a very colorful page. It has been, I've got a proclamation inside the book from Miami-Dade County. And they are so excited to get the book. They even made a Kalila Camacho Ali Day.
Nice.
I would have rather they said had Color to Learn Day, because it's not about me, it's about the kids. And you know, when I was coming up, I loved coloring, but you never really learn anything about the pictures that's in the book, except it's a turtle or a rabbit or a lamb, and you would stay inside the lines. There was nothing to learn from it. So I figure if I could get a coloring book and teach people, the kids, something in the coloring book, they can color and learn at the same time. That's why I call it Color to Learn It. And now Miami-Dade County and Broward County wants to buy the books for me, put it in the school system so the kids could have the book.
That is awesome.
We're working on a deal. We're working on a government deal to get these books into the schools. Now, this is not just for kids. This is for adults as well. We also are lacking some of these manners today. You'll be surprised how many adults don't have good manners, and that covers, when you deal with manners, it covers everyone in every situation, in every case. You have to have good manners when you're in a hospital. You have to have good manners when you're a servant in a supermarket. The manners go everywhere. You cannot express or exercise your manners and etiquette doing with nothing. It goes in everything that we do, everything that we
That's
we
true.
Do.
Well, I got a special surprise for you as well. And I also have actually two awards I'm giving tonight. And one is for you, called the Excellent Award. And this song, this song is for you. And I've got another one that I'm going to actually, Mary Lynn Legato. She actually is the most Grand Champion Community Service Award. I know she's on the phone as well. But let's play the song. And Mama Ali and Mary Lynn, this is for you. This is your song. And you are amazing
Thank
and what
you.
You're doing around the world. So we'll give you your certificates coming in the mail. So listen to this song. It's for you by my good friend, DeborahHampton.com. We'll be right back.
Everybody. Everybody's having a party. Everybody's having fun. Everybody's really glad that you are the one. Everybody's celebrating all that you've done. Let's all join in the celebration. Let's celebrate. Yes, you've been great. It's your day.
And that is for you, Mama Ali. I have a certificate. It's called the Excellent Award from Dawn Reese, 106.1 FM, The Heat, Hollywood Connections. And I love you so much. You're just such a sweetheart. You've done so much for me as well. And not just even being a dear friend, you know, when I call you up. And I want to ask you something, and I know I have other callers coming on in a second, but during this time of what we're going through, what encouraging words would Muhammad say to you if he was here today of what's going on in the world right now? What do you think he would say?
Well, I don't know what Muhammad Ali would say personally, mm-hmm. because I used to write things to help him to say the right thing. So I really can't say what he would say, but I would say this to him, you know, that these times are times that God has stepped in to let people know he is in control of everything. And it ain't like he can just come out of the sky and tell you something supernatural. This is the way he talked to us when he wants to get your attention. And whatever's going on wrong in this world, he'll turn it around and use it to his own benefit. That means anything has happened in this life, he has okayed it. He doesn't come out without his permission. Wow. Because he's the controller. So whatever has come out, it was by his word. We are people that don't have enough faith. He sees that. We are people that don't give praise to him a lot. We are people that don't clean ourselves. We are negligent of cleanliness. We are people that don't talk to our kids and our family enough to take time out. And you can, because you have control of it. I say, well, it's a really crazy way of saying it, but when you got time to go to the bathroom, you got time to talk to your family. Mm-hmm. So I'm just saying, you can make time. You are in control of your own time. And this is all a blessing. Just to give you a heads up and say, hey, look, listen, God is in control. Don't forget that. And we must thank God for giving us a gift just to breathe on this earth and to be in existence. Because from he created us, shall we return to him. So whatever people thought of people dying at this thing, they meant to die anyway. That was already programmed when they were born, when they were going to die. So it just happens to be this during this time. These are the collateral damages and the blessings that they was going to get anyway.
Wow.
They could have got killed in an accident. They could have got any time.
Yeah.
But when it's time to take your life and go with him, he goes on his accord, no one else.
What powerful words. What powerful. Mama Ali, I got to tell you, I only have 15 minutes left. Yeah. And when this is all over with, please, we're going to make sure that you come back down and spend more time with us here and do a really good special.
I can't wait. I'm going to be the first one to come down to see you.
Yay.
I'm going to drive up myself in my little Mustang so I can blow it out a little bit and come down and see you. The minute they say everything's okay, I'm driving up to Clearwater and see you.
And we'll take the sailboat out and enjoy the afternoon with you for sure. I know I've got three other guests on the phone. I want to thank you. I love you so much. And thank you for taking your time on a very busy day. And God bless you. And thank you for the little laughter today.
I want everybody to say, you know, do what you have to do that makes this work. Do all the things that by law to prevent the disease from spreading. Please adhere to the laws. and stay in quarantine so we can get rid of this.
That's right.
Please do that.
That's right.
And please pray to God, okay?
Thank you, Mama Ali. I know I got four guests on the line now, but thank you. I love you. I love you. And we'll get you here soon. And just do it
more
an hour.
God bless you.
God bless
you.
Thank you. And this song is for her as well. This is a song that I found. And just before I go to my next couple guests real quick, and we're going to play the song that, you know, it's a little bit about Muhammad Ali, right? There you go.
To Muhammad Ali, he knows how to talk and he knows how to fight. Contenders will beat out of sight. Sing Muhammad, Muhammad Ali. He floats like a butterfly, stings like a bee. Muhammad, the black Superman.
Okay.
Who calls to.
So I was doing a lot of things today going over, but let me read this. Lynn, are you on the phone with me? Is Lynn on the phone? How about Mary Lynn Delgado? Is she on the phone?
I'm here.
Hello, sweetheart. Guess what?
Hello.
I am going to talk to you. We're going to get you more in the station here. But I got a letter in and it said, I nominate Mary Lynn because she is truly a champion of volunteering. She has also bracelets that she's made, thank you cards, first responders, spare time. Oh my gosh, gratitude in California. You also have so much that you've done in the community. I'm going to be posting a lot of the letter on my social media. And you have had such a paracord of 550 simply means that it's a minimum of breaking the strength of 550 pounds giving. And you give so much. Since 2016, you've done so much work and gratitude to your sister queen and pageants and all over. And guess what? That congratulations song that we played is for you as well. So you can play that, Tommy, for a minute. And you're going to get the Grand Champion Community Service Award on 106.1 FM for doing so much in the community. And I want
to. Thank you so much.
Yay! But I only have a minute to have you on the air with us, and you've been a reporter with me while that music is playing in the background. What have you, and because I played your Mama Ali's interview because she was on the air with us, what has been the most exciting thing being a reporter for Dawn Reese and Hollywood Connections?
One of the most exciting things for me is probably having to interview a lot of different people. Like, I've been able to interview singers, dancers, but one of the favorite people I've interviewed is especially Mama Ali, and it was really a great opportunity to interview her because she is really a big deal.
Oh, for sure. I'll tell you, I've put a lot of her videos and a lot of things I saw today on, and she's a dear friend with my dear friend Paul Murray. And I want to thank you. You've won national pageants just being a reporter. Tell everybody your age.
I'm 11 years old.
11 years old. We're going to get her in here very soon when this is all over with. And I want to thank you. Congratulations to you, one of our top lifetime reporters, and for calling in. God bless you for calling in.
Thank you, and I'm so excited to see you when all of the coronavirus is over.
I'm excited to see you too, sweetheart. You're so amazing and talented. Oh, give your social media. They can follow you.
So my Instagram is MarianaDelgado772, MarianaDelgado772.
Okay, there you go. I got other callers that are calling in. Thank you. God bless you. Let's get to the next caller. And congratulations to the Grand Champion Community Service Award. I'm Dawn Reese, your host. If you'd like to be a reporter, and maybe you've got a child that or teen, or maybe you're 80 years old, like one of my other reporters, and she's been in so many parades, she's a beauty queen reporter, you can call 727-871-7788. And also text me. I'll send you my digital business card with everything on it. You need one. You can make money with me on your digital business card. It's amazing. And let's go to the next caller. We got a couple of them rolling here. Who's on the air with us, Tommy? We got Alexia. Yes, thank you. She's in Orlando, Florida. Alexia, welcome to Hollywood Connections. Are you there?
Hey, I'm here.
Hi. Okay. Hey, I'm here. I've been waiting for you, Dawn, for the last 20 minutes. Alexia's been with me since she was, I don't remember how old, I mean, probably 7, 8, 9 years. And Alexia,
yeah.
You are a really amazing wrestler. Where can they follow you? And you've been getting these big gold belts. I'm so proud of you. Whoa.
Thank you. Yeah. If you guys want to follow me, you can follow me on my Facebook page, The Unbreakable Lexi Gomez.
My Instagram, which I'm very active on, is Lexi with two I's underscore Gomez underscore. And I'm working on getting a website soon. If you guys want to buy my merchandise, see any of my highlight reels, see when my next show is going to be to get tickets, I post all that on Facebook. And I have a YouTube channel as well, so you can check out some of my matches that I have on there. It's also Lexi Gomez.
Amazing. So real quick, what has it been like being a reporter with me? How did it open the doors of opportunity?
Well, I was doing the Hollywood Connections reporting since I was very young, and I believe that really helped me be able to talk and to have the kind of voice that I have now. I'm 21 now. So
whoa.
When I started, I was very, very shy, very quiet, not outgoing at all. But now I'm a different person, and I definitely think that that's helped me out a lot, especially with my wrestling career. It helps me talk on the mic and feel comfortable and just be able to be who I am now.
Wow. How many gold belts do you have?
Right now I have 5 belts.
What? I got to get over and see one of your wrestling matches, and I've got to get you in here and do a special for sure. And Alexia, we only have 6 minutes left, and I have 3 other guests, and I know we had Mama Ali on, and she's amazing. And so we're going to get back to you. I'm going to bring you in here when this is all over with, and let's do Alexia Hour with you. How's that sound?
Sounds great. Yeah, it was great talking to you again.
You too. I miss you. And say hi to your sister and your mom for me, and you're also your new little nephew.
Of course, yeah.
Okay, thank you for calling in. She is amazing, I'll tell you. Wrestling, watch her. I mean, she's in the ring. I'm like, whoa, go girl. Let's go to the next caller, Tommy. This is going to be a real quick rundown. Who's on the air with me?
Which one you want?
The next one. Who's ever next? We got 6 minutes left. Hi, this is Renee Leon. She's one of our other top reporters, and she does a half-hour show with me. And Renee, we're not going to be playing all of the interviews. We even have Johnny Martino from The Godfather and so many interviews from film festivals. What has it been like, as you have a show Friday, we're not going to get into right now, but what has it been like that I've taught you in the industry of being a reporter?
Well, Dawn, just being able to speak with people and to learn a lot of different things about the singers and actors, and Johnny Martino, like I said, when I met him and I did the interview with him, now he's part of a show that I'm part of, The Italian.
That's right.
I introduced him to the writer and the producer of The Italian, Zach Diampi, and now he's going to be my oldest brother.
How
and
exciting.
He's amazing.
He's been a friend of mine for almost 30 years in the movie The Godfather. Yeah. I saw something they posted the other day saying, don't take the cannoli. Now it says, don't take the toilet paper. But Johnny Martino, yes, on Facebook and Twitter. But Renee, we only have a few minutes. I know that we're going to get you on Friday. Tune in at 5 o'clock. She's got a special Beauty Queen reporter special with me on the air. That's Renee Leon, and I'll be putting her information. Yes, I got to get to the next caller. Renee, thank you so much.
Okay,
and let's go to the next one. Tommy, 106.1 FM, The Heat, and you are live with Deidre. Hello, our Miss Hollywood reporter. She is just probably getting off of work down in South Florida, and she has a show with me once a month. And tell everyone your title.
So I am Miss Florida reporter lifetime. So I have a lifetime title, which is super exciting. So I can do this for as long as I like to, and it's just opened so many doors for me, and it definitely has helped with my confidence. I started with you when I was 15.
Yes, you did.
And so I started again in 2018, and it came at a perfect time for me to get reconnected with you, and you've just opened so many doors for me, and so I'm really thankful for all you've done, and it's amazing being a reporter.
I know it is, and like I said, it goes so fast, and you've opened the doors. You've been on the Christian Film Festival circuit. You've been on other film festivals and other interviews with agents and producers, and I want to thank you so much, and then give your social media where they can go to.
Yeah, so you can search YouTube, Deidre Veronica, that's D-E-D-R-A and V-E-R-O-N-I-C-A, and I'm also on Instagram and Twitter, and you can also go to DeidreVeronica.com.
To see all your amazing interviews, and I'll be putting all of these on my social media with all the reporters and their links to their YouTube. And thank you, Deidre, and say hello to your mother, and she's got a book that she's selling as well. And where can they find that book and the name of it?
So they can go to Amazon.com. It's called Prayers for Believers by Jacqueline McIntosh.
Perfect timing for a perfect day. Read that book, get that book. And Deidre, thank you so much. And I'm so glad you're one of our lifetime reporters. And
thank you.
We'll see you this next month. And you'll have your own special, Chatting with Deidre with Dawn Reese, Hollywood Connection special. Thank you. God bless you. Stay safe. And let's go to the next caller, Tommy. Hi, this is Dawn Reese. You're live on the air.
Hi, Dawn. It's Kiri O'Gorman. We're your World's Miss Tourism Legacy Queen calling from Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan.
That's right. And she's been at the station a few times, and she actually represents a beauty queen title from another system, which really is the World Tourism Pageant. And we made her a reporter. So I have other pageant systems I'm working with. So, Kiri, let me ask you a question. Since you met me and became a reporter, how has it helped you and some of the amazing people and celebrities that you've interviewed?
Well, it has brought me out of my shell during a midlife crisis, you know. I can't give my age like all the other kids have because I'm way older than they are. But during my times of being a reporter with you, Dawn, I've been able to go on the Tropics boat tours and interview some of their crew members and get to see the dolphins down in Clearwater. I've also got to meet David Yates and interview him over at the Clearwater Marina where they filmed Dolphin Tale and Dolphin Tale 2. And locally here in Michigan, I was able to interview the Chris Canis band who just competed down in Memphis, Tennessee in a blues festival.
That's right. Also, you had another country star give us a shout out. I was trying to pull that up, but we're running so late right now. And you want to tell everybody who that was?
Yes, I did get to interview Pam Tillis here in Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan. And she did give us a shout out to Pan Talk Radio and the Dawn Reese Show on Hollywood Connections.
That's right. So we're so excited that we called. I know Tommy's giving me the fingers, the three fingers this time. He's not like, I'm like, what are you doing, Tommy? He's like, oh, we have only 3 minutes left. And I want to thank you so much for calling in. And real quick, what are you doing during this quarantine time?
Well, I am working from home and going only to the office twice a week. Everything else is done right here in my home. Definitely keeping the social distancing going on. And when they say shelter in place here in Michigan, that's what I'm doing.
Gotcha.
So,
and you're doing challenges too, aren't you, with the World Tourism Pageant?
I am not right at this time because of the social distancing. I am staying very homebound.
Right. I know some of the challenges are out of the home, I think, that she does.
Right.
Some videos and things like that. But it's been a pleasure to have you as one of my reporters. And I know Renee is texting me going, you didn't give me enough time. I'm like, Renee, I have to, I only have 2 minutes left, but I'll be putting all of the information, Renee Leon, Kiri Gorman, I'll put all your information on my social media so people can know who you are and your information. Kiri, thank you so much for calling in.
Thanks. God bless, Dawn.
God bless. So anyways, I just want to thank you for tuning into Hollywood Connections. I've got some really amazing shows coming up. If you go to tantalkradionetwork.com, you can go to Hollywood Connections and go to my podcast. There's so like 5,000 clips up there and so many producers, agents, casting directors that can get you connected in show business. That's what I do. My main passion is teaching and training young reporters all over the United States. And again, if you'd like to see my digital business card, again, 727-871-7788. We do have a Beauty Queen special with Renee Leon on Friday at 5:05 p.m. And she has interviewed so many people as well. And Lisa Velasquez, she's one of our co-hosts. And we don't have enough time to play their interviews right now. That'll be another special day. He's giving me 1 minute. And we want to thank them for all contributing. And Chrissy Boyles and Cassie Jenkins for the opportunity. And I want to thank you for tuning in. Hollywood Connections, 106.1 FM, The Heat. Remember, give God all the glory and honor in your life. Get on your knees, start praying, put worship music on in your house, light a candle, and just thank God for what you have. And just cover your house with the blood of Jesus and get anointing oil, olive oil, virgin oil, and just pray and pray and pray that this virus just does not touch you and your family. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Good night, everybody.
WTAN Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF Dade City.
FM 102.3.
WZHR Zephyr Hills.
FM 104.3.
Listen.